brands' ads and looking for the words they use in their narrative. And I have been taking those words when appropriate and have been integrating them into Ice Buddy posts. And it really had been able, I said, you know, they've got paying all these millions of dollars to these advertising firms to find just the right words to market their brands. If those words or combinations of words work for describing what I'm branding and what I'm putting out, then that is something that I need to look at. And I spent, I guess, a good half hour to 45 minutes yesterday just looking at other name companies' ads and extracting terminology. That's the word I was looking for. It's still early here. Sorry, I just woke up 20 minutes ago. My brain isn't quite in here. 20, and I haven't had coffee or anything, so my brain is like a little slow here. Terminology that would work for us. And it's really been helpful. And so I just advise people, if they can't find the right words to describe their own product or service, they may want to just spend a half hour, 45 minutes, just looking at other major brands' terminology, and they'll probably find some wording that would work for them. And no sense in recreating the wheel.
All right. And you want to know this, Pam, Beth, and we're actually getting started now. And Miss Pam, I'm so happy that you said that, because that's one of the biggest things that Antonio teaches. He tells us, stop trying to recreate. If you emulate those who are extremely successful in what you're doing, just emulate it. You know, or the wonderful way we all laugh when Antonio says, instill it. So you did exactly that. And that is perfect, because why try to reinvent the wheel, like you said, if how their verbiage goes together is working for them, mm-hmm. why can't I use it for me? You know, so I applaud you.
Thank you.
Pam, this Pam is always on point.
I'm working at it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, good morning, ladies. Oh, it's beautiful outside, Miss Susan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for Thursday's marketing training. And as Mr. Antonio, Bossman, CEO, Mr. Antonio Tiesman Jr. just put in chat, it's called the law of creative emulation. The key to achieving wealth is to study and emulate those who have already acquired it before you. What one person has done, others can do as well. If you ask the experts for advice, they'll give it to you. You become what you most admire. So, Ms. Pam, you are exactly on point with everything you just said. Bossman, I feel you leaned in. Is there something you wanted to say right there? I saw you leaned in. Okay. You know, you know, I watch you. So when you start leaning in, I'm like, okay, you're about to say something. And so today, in creating, in the next step of creating your strategic marketing plan, we're doing step 11, which is develop the project center. And this is actually goes right in with what Ms. Pam was saying earlier, because you have these huge plans. You've gone through this whole huge process of putting together this wonderful strategic marketing strategy. How are you going to execute it? What days are you going to execute it on? How many hours are you going to put it on? How many hours are you going to put into it? Who in your team is going to be assigned what task, and when is their deadline for that task to be completed? I believe Gary Vee says that you have your macro goals and your micro. Bossman, can you help me with that? He says macro goals, micro energy, or
patience. It's micro goals, macro patience. I believe.
Okay. Thank you. So, what are going to be your micro goals to get you to that end, to get you to that end? So all of that is what you put into developing your project center. So one of the things, there are several different websites that you can use to help you with this. Here at the DeMarie Group, we use Asana. Give me 1 second. I will give you a brief picture of how it looks. And mind you, this is to help you with your, because once you do everything, you want to put it into a project center. Here we go. I'm just going to share my screen now so you can see and get an idea of what you can, and it's, again, this is just one of the sites that you can use. So with Asana, basically what you are doing is you can add a task, you can add a group member here, the team's here, and as you see, there's me and Grace. You can invite other people to the team, you can create a project. What you do is you go in, you add that task. And when you add that task, you're gonna put what the task name is, who is it assigned to? When is it going to be due? A description of this task. This is what needs to be done. This is the detail that needs to be done. We need you to do this and do that. And then with that same person, you can add another project to them. And what this does is this helps your entire team know who's responsible for what, when is it going to be due, and who to hold responsible for when it does not get completed.
It is a great program. We use that at Les Brown, and it worked very well, especially when you have team members all over, like what we do. It's a great thing to use.
All right. So thank you so much, Ms. Susan. Thank you. All right. So there you see. So when it comes to putting together your project center, find a site like Asana. Find what works for you, because there are several different sites out there. There are several different project management sites out there. Find the one that works for you. Find the one that you can go on to that makes everything easy for you. You have Asana.com. You have Smartsheet.
And is that Smart what?
Smartsheet. SmartSheet.
Let me just interject right here and just say this is actually extremely helpful. I'm a high performer and I don't know any tools. I'm old, write it down, get it done type of person. So you making life easier. I was just telling Grace off mic. I was like, and here's the truth. I run this company, have no idea that they use that. So you use that when I give you a task and you do that?
Well, for you, I have a different process because.
but there's a process.
Yes, there is a process. Okay. So
there's a process with an app and some stuff, and you do that. That's fantastic. Yes. Actually, I don't know many, and I don't mean it to compare. It's just refreshing for someone to share their tools, right? And then, right, Pam Norris? It's refreshing. I have no idea what tools Gary V uses, or it would be cool to know what tools Oprah uses. She's a billionaire, right? I would like to know the top six tools she used so I could use right now. I think that's pretty cool. So that's all I want to say right now. Keep going, but that's
yeah. It was,
go ahead, Pam.
It was helpful to hear what Susan just said about that. This Asana, which I'd never heard of, is particularly useful if you have members in different locations, which our company will have. So that being an aspect of the technology makes that one even more appealing to me. Thank you, Susan.
It really is a great program. I mean, large companies can use this.
See, that's important information. Thank you, Susan, for sharing that.
You know, you see the whole group, you get notifications. You can be members of different groups. The CEO can see everything. There are certain people that can see everything and keep it up to date. So it really gets people to do what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
Look at that. Look
see,
at that.
See, and I want to see and know everything. I'm that type of girl.
Come on now. Talk Pandora's.
Yeah. So see, Susan and I, we see eye to eye on these things.
You are a victim of your success. I want this immediately implemented into the ATS, something where I can see what y'all are doing. Okay, yes, yes, I need to hover over this. Thank you very much. Your colleagues are looking, giving you dirty looks. Yes, they are.
No.
Good job.
They're my next message too.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Good job. I can see, let me just say this one thing to someone who will watch this later. While there are other, this is really customer, CRM, customer retail, I mean, customer, you know what I mean, Salesforce-like. Yes. No.
Yes.
CRM, is, you know, it really is. I can see a sales team using this for, hey, did we call this person? Or maybe you think about it from a customer satisfaction perspective. Did we follow up with this person? Because if you have, we have a lot of monthly subscriptions. It's cool. Hold on. There you go. It's cool to know that somewhere in the 17th day, we have notated we need to ask Susan if we can serve her, right? Just people don't log in, and then that call makes people go, oh, well, let me just pay. I like that. I like these people. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't want to add. I'm just quite impressed with this segment, and I think Susan wanted to say something.
Well, and if you're having an event and everyone's assigned different things, and then you have a meeting, so beforehand, everyone's going in there making sure they got their tasks done before the actual meeting that you're going to have over what's been done. So it really does. And it's one of the first things you look at every day. So anyone in your company, your team, they're going to look at that first thing in the morning to see what they have to do. And things have been assigned to them overnight. So you can be assigning things to people. And so they have to stay in there. They have to log in and be in that all the time to see what tasks they have, what they haven't completed, what meetings they may be called into and what has to be done. So it is, I really like it.
Thank you so much. So Ms. Susan, thank you so much for your input. Awesome, man. Yeah. My coworkers have already been texting me. My bad, y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Ms. Pam, as you can see, it's something that you can use across the board because with iSpuddy, you're going to be in every single country, and most likely you're going to have a contact in every single country. So now you have that connection as well. And if everyone looks in the chat, I actually put a link in there. And what this link does is it will lead you to a website that gives you the 42 best project management software and tool, and it's the 2019 update. So you can go through there, look at the features of each one, see which one works for you. Some have free trials that you can try out and just kind of test it and see. You can pick key people within your company to test it out and see how it works. And on there, Asana is actually number 4 on the list. So you can definitely go in, check out each one. There's so many different types, and just find the one that works for you. Every single program may not work for you. There may be something in it that you need that's not in there, but another one that may have. So just go through, read about them, see which one fits best with your company, see which one gives you what you need, and then just go with it. But with this, that's how you're able to go in, and that's how you're able to create and develop your project center. The one place that everything filters to that you have, if you have your digital marketing your digital marketing department over here, then you have the department over here that's going to do your blog writing, the department over here that's going to handle your sales, the department over here. Each department you can bring to that one place. And then you start delegating who does what. Because again, you have this big picture. You have this huge picture in mind. You have your end goal. Now it's time to start coming in and start narrowing things down. Who's going to do what? So with your project center, that's when you start breaking down your tasks. Those tasks are going to include how many graphics get posted a day. What are they going to say? Who's going to be responsible for those? Who's going to be responsible for doing those graphics?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Then do they need to have those graphics to the people who are going to be your social media marketers? Who is going to be responsible for if you have door-to-door sales? Who's going to be responsible for that? How long are they going to do it each day? What are going to be their end goals? At the end of this day, this is how many we're going to have done. And what you do from there is you take your builders, like we talked about last week, you take your builders and your drivers, and you go into detail and you break those down on what's needed. And just a refreshment, your builders are the reoccurring campaigns that lay out the groundwork for your future success. Those are going to be your blogging, your social media engagement, your podcast. Those will be those type of campaigns. Your drivers are campaigns that capitalize on existing assets to generate short-term returns and are often conducted over 1 to 3 month periods. Those can be your speaking engagements, your conferences, your events. Your audience list will be considered a builder. Your partnerships, builder. Your sponsorships can be both builders and your drivers. So when you get down to developing the project center, that's when you take all of those and you bring them together and you break it down. So who has questions at this point?
I don't have a question, but I am going to say here, because I don't have much value to add to any of you here, because I am not administrative. So this is definitely her. I can tell you that I just learned something, and I want to come from an executive position and tell you what I just learned. Ask your admin people, what tools are they using to keep up with you? Okay. And then put your executive mind on it so you can help them better serve you. That's probably going to be easier than me telling Deanna, you skipped a task again. Didn't I say this, right? Instead of having those meetings, if I, Antonio, would just say, hey, Deanna, I throw a lot at you every 60 seconds. What tools are you using to keep up with my sporadic things that I throw at you? And I see those tools, and then I can't give her any administrative tips, but I can, with an executive brain, say something like, whatever, right? You know, hey, okay, now that I know how your tools work, I'm going to communicate with you in the language of those tools. Probably will make her job easier. You just taught me that. Hopefully that helps some alpha woman, alpha man out there executing. I need to get in the harmony of whatever Deanna's tools are. Anyway, I hope that helps someone. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. And really, it's everyone in the organization, not just the admins, that are using this. It's everyone. It's all the team players, managers, all team players involved. There's another one that, you know, when you're just trying to communicate back and forth, you don't want to go in and ask little simple questions on Asana or some of those, but the workplace on Facebook is a good tool. Pam, I was thinking of you, just for little quick questions in the group. And, you know, you may need to ask two or three people or have two or three people in it. And it's not really associated to the big task in Asana, but it's things that you need answers to. And you need to have a little bit of documentation there too. So workplace on Facebook is good to coordinate with that.
So it's called Workplace?
I believe it's Workplace with Facebook. Yeah, I haven't used it right now, but used it all the time every day. And especially, you know, people in different locations. Or even in there in the other room, you know, you don't want to get up and interrupt what they're doing right then. It's a way to get to somebody instead of using Messenger or things like that. It's in the workplace and workspace, so it's all kept there.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I love this. I can just copy all this stuff. This is so great. Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
And I just put the link in chat for you, Ms. Pam.
Got it.
It'll take you right directly to it. And thank you so much, Ms. Susan, for bringing that up. That's what you also need to integrate into your project center, a way to quickly communicate with everybody. We all have cell phones, but at some point, somebody's going to be in a position where they either can't answer their cell phones, or their cell phones aren't on them, or they dropped their cell phone and it cracked, but everybody has internet. Within our group, what we use is we use Line app. And let me see if I can. Okay, yeah, just checking my line. My line app to make sure I didn't have anything. But with your Line app, as you can see, you can have different groups open. You can be able to go through and just be, and that way you can communicate. Line app is also something that you can put on your phone and you can have it on your computer at the same time. So when everyone is sitting at their desk, you make it, okay, we are a team now, so this is what we're going to do. Make sure you have this downloaded to your phone as well as to your Mac. Do not silence your notifications. so they can make sure that they're getting the notifications. And as a team, if there's something that you need to communicate to your team, if you don't have, if everybody's, let's say you have a team member that's in another country, sometimes trying to text somebody in another country, it does not go through. Trust me, we have done these things by accident sometimes. when Antonio first put us together, and we first started calling people in other countries, some countries we couldn't get to because our phones couldn't call them. Some countries we called, but because they had numbers just like ours, but they were in Canada or they were in Puerto Rico or they were in the Bahamas and it's still long distance, but sometimes our call still didn't go through. Not everybody has WhatsApp, but it's getting to a point where WhatsApp is really starting to get big as well. So you have the option of using Line app or you can use WhatsApp. This is also a way to be able to connect your entire team because, ladies and gentlemen, we are worldwide companies. We're not just local. If your audience is global, you want to make sure that your team is global. But you also want to make sure you're able to communicate with your global team. So in creating your project center, you also want to make sure that you have ways to communicate with your team. So again, find the different types of chatting apps or communication apps that work for you. Research them. See if you can do more than 10 people in one group at a time. I know with Antonio, one of our groups we had up to like 13 people in there at one time. Can you do more than that? Are you able to do that? Even if you want to make it even more personal for those of you who are in motivation or those of you who are coaching, if you want to create a very private place, and this is a part of, and I'm saying this and I want you to understand, this is a part of your marketing technique because you are humanizing your brand. And in humanizing your brand, you want to make sure that your audience is able to speak with you. So in doing that, if you want to create small groups for your audience, so if you're motivation or if you're coaching someone and you want to create a safe place, which we always tell Antonio, each group that he does, it's a safe place for each type of audience in that group. When we did Think and Grow Rich, it was a safe place for us to be able to talk about what Think and Grow Rich did for us, how it changed us. It was a place for us to be transparent about what we learned about ourselves personally while reading that book and what we're going to do to change that. But what a lot of people didn't know was he also created a Think and Grow Rich chat group that was even more personal. That's also part of marketing. That's humanizing your brand. When you do things like that for your company, it lets your audience know, oh, wow, they really do care. Like, I can have a safe place. There's no judgment. There's no this. There's no that. Or you can even create a place where if they need a resource, it's something private that they can go to and be like, hey, thank you guys so much for inviting me to this group. This is something that I'm suffering with. This is something that I need. How do I get access to the resources I need for that and provide that for them? That would be a part of the projects that go into your project center. Your projects are a collection of activities that make up your campaigns. So that's your task. Like I said earlier, your task, the hours you put into it, your goals, each individual team member, what they're responsible for. That's when you start getting down to the hourly and the weekly things that build up to your campaigns. Create something like that for your team as well, because you want your team. Antonio may or may not know, but us in here, even with me, Grace, and Reginald, we have our own little chat group that we communicate with each other in. Antonio always told us, how did you say it, boss man? When your team starts having meetings without you, that's
yeah, you're running a successful company when meetings start happening without you being there.
Create an atmosphere for your team to be able to have a meeting without you being there and your company still runs fluidly. The three of us will be sitting here having a conversation and boss man will be sitting there working and we're sitting here talking. We've worked out something and now we on a roll. Create that place.
So that's something, yes, well, we got to talk about that now. Now, because now as a leader, Pam, Susan, Phil, Antonio, Grace, right, you got to respond back to that. Because I recognize this morning that they hit a ceiling of belief, and I was about to address it. And then I said, okay, Reggie, what's this here? Reggie Watson said, well, we celebrated the success of yesterday. Right, and try to bring that into the day. Like we're living in yesterday's success, right? And it took, what, 20 minutes off the meeting, because then Grace said something else, we hit our lid and start jumping lower. And I responded to them recognizing what they were doing wrong. So I didn't address it. I complimented them. I said, all right, well, good. So you got it. So I could move on to this part then. And then I showed them some numbers and how quickly such and such things can happen. My goal of adding value right here is when they have meetings without you being there, that's successful. But you need to respond to, I need to now become a servant. When they say something, I need to now serve what they're saying. You don't have a company without that. It can't always be listen to Antonio. It has to also be listen to Antonio, you listen. Not only would it make for shorter meetings, thank God for that, it would also make for a better culture, right? Because if you've ever been in a Baptist church, you know, meetings about meetings, about meetings, about the meeting to change. And everybody goes, yes, we're going to change. And you walk out, oh, yeah, we're not going to change. So anyway, go ahead, Deanna. Just make sure you're reciprocating the serve. If someone's having a meeting without you and your company, that means they're buying into your vision. They're trying to make you better or your company better. Now, you have a responsibility to respect their effort and bow to that and let them do it in their genes. It's what I was trying to get at.
Thank you, Bossman. So that's it. So with that being said, thank you very much. Have a way for your team to communicate. Like Ms. Susan was saying, if you need to get to your team immediately, you don't always want to send a message through Asana or send a message through workplace. You want to go directly to them. So we also create, because what you're also doing is, it's something that I read a while ago. 10 times out of 10 is something Antonio recommended to me. It was teaching you how to, it was creating a culture in your company. If you allow your employees to have a safe place, they will build, like Antonio was saying, they will build together. They will work through whatever it is that they need to work through to make sure the company flows. When they have ideas, they can come together and talk about those ideas and say, hey, Ms. Pam, this is what we thought about to help push Ice Buddy even further. You know, but if they're all spread apart, there's no community within your business. All that is a part of your project center. Because you want to make sure that if someone else's job depends on someone else doing what they have to do and they're not communicating with each other, each of your business owners, you've experienced how that goes. So you want to make sure that in a part of your project center, incorporate communication with your team as well. So every time something, with your strategic marketing strategy, again, start off here. What this plan teaches you to do is start off with the end goal in mind and work backwards. Or as Antonio, how do you say it, Antonio? You say you it's a certain
way. I didn't make that up. You project your goal out, whatever you try to do, and then you build backwards, right? You build it and you reverse engineer it, right? You project your goal out, you reverse. This is what it looks like to be a millionaire. And then you reverse engineer internet for a millionaire. What I got to be, this, and you come back into step one, right? But that's not something I made up.
Thank you. Thank you very much for saying that, because that's exactly what a strategic marketing strategy is. It's you taking your end goal, reverse engineering it, and the closer in we get to the steps, the closer it starts narrowing down everything. Because that's step 11. Step 12 is actually integrating into a project management system. So that's like, that's your Asanas, your workplace. You want to integrate it into a system to make sure that everything runs smoothly. Once your campaign and project centers are approved, so basically you say, okay, look, this is the system we're going to use for this. This is a system we're going to use for this. You also want to make sure whatever systems you have in place integrate with each other, because you don't want one team operating on one system, another team operating on another system, and there's no integration. Your team, like I said earlier, your team won't be a community. And then now you have 50 million reports coming to you from 50 million different areas. When if you integrate everything into one system, all you have to do is click a button, get a report. Click a button, get a report. So sit down, go through each of the systems, research them, see what other people say. Even as Ms. Pam said at the very beginning, she said she went to the major companies that were advertising, looked at their ads, looked at the verbiage that they were using, and if it worked for Ice Buddy, she integrated that into Ice Buddy's marketing, and she said everything has been flowing so much better for her. Things are getting better. Do the same when it comes to your management system. Research what the major companies are doing. If there's a specific company that's in your niche, and they are dominating, and you know you're going after them, find out what management system they use. See how they incorporate everything into it. Is the management system that you use, can you import spreadsheets to it? Will it automatically populate campaigns and projects and tasks? Like, if you put it in there, will it generate it quickly for you? Are you able to put pictures with each person, like when they create their profile, so you can see who's working on what? Or your team can put a face on everybody, because again, if your company is global, you want to make sure that your team is one. Antonio has a global team. Trust and believe. We all communicate on one system. We know the faces of each person in our global team. We communicate with the people within our global team. Line app is one of the ways we're able to communicate. So once you develop your project center, once you find out who's going to do what task, once you get down to the daily operations of what goes where, who does what, when does things need to be done, now you want to integrate that into a system. Once you find that system, you want to make sure that system works with everybody. If there's some systems that other departments need that other departments won't need, but you want to make sure if in any shape, form, or like what your digital marketing, whatever system your digital marketing department needs, your sales system may not need, or your admin department, depending on who they are, they need to have access to everything. Because if they flow up to you, you need them to be able to come to you, say, hey, this department's doing this, this department's doing this, this department's doing this. But there may be, prime example, there are things that I can do on, there's a program called LogoList. There are things that I do that require me to do LogoList and Canva. Grace uses Canva. She has not, shifted over to logos yet, which she will be doing very soon. Hey, Grace, our boss man has other programs that we don't even know about yet. But when it all comes down to it, they all integrate with each other. You can use this system and this system and that system and that system. The things that we need to send to him, he can integrate into the systems that he has to make sure everything flows and goes together smoothly. That's what you want to make sure, especially for you as CEOs. You want to make sure that whatever programming your departments are using, when it comes to your system, it integrates. So when you're looking for that management system, make sure that the spreadsheets that each department is using integrate into there. The Word documents or the PDFs integrate into there. If there is a website that goes, make sure that, you know, make sure everything integrates, because if it doesn't, you're going to have a hole somewhere and you're going to notice it. Because the atmosphere of the company will change, how the flow of the energy will change, because something somewhere is not connected. It's like that weak link. You don't want to have that weak link, especially when it comes to your system. So make sure when you're looking for your management system, everything integrates. You want to look for things like making sure that you can distribute tasks across your software team. So if you have one team over here dealing with this software, you want to make sure that you can distribute work there. You want to make sure that you can distribute it to this team. So make sure that your management system integrates. And then step 13, set up campaign tracking. You want to establish a process to ensure that campaign names are consistent across analytics, project management, marketing automation, marketing planning systems. You want to make sure everything's the same. You don't want, again, this is when communication with the team is important. And this is all set up within your strategic marketing plan. If you're doing multiple campaigns, and remember, you have your builders and your drivers. Each asset, we discussed earlier in our trainings about cataloging your accelerators and how your assets can be leveraged to accelerate success. Each asset can be a campaign. Remember the examples we use for your audience list, so your customers, your influencers, your leads, your subscribers, your email database. That list can be a builder campaign. Your content, your ebooks, your white papers, your actual physical books. That can be a builder campaign. Your events will be your drivers. 1 to 3 months, do like two events a month. There go your drivers. Each one of these are campaigns. Each one of these are campaigns within your strategic marketing strategy. So when you set each of these up, make sure the name is the same across the board, because that's how you're going to be able to track the campaigns. So if you're doing a complete campaign with just email in your management system, you're going to put email marketing campaign or email builder campaign. Then across the board, across all departments, it's going to be the same name. So when someone says, hey, does anybody have an update on the email builder campaign? You're not having everyone looking like, which campaign was that again? Or they're going into their system, this is from personal experience. When I first started working with Antonio, my organization skills were horrible. It literally took Antonio to sit down and say, because he went in my computer, it's when I had my older computer. He went in my computer one day to look for something. I was like, well, I think I have it under this. Well, you know, no, I think I have it under that. He was like, uh-uh. He was like, make it simple. keep it simple. Don't create this elaborate name for it and then don't remember where you save it. You want the same thing for your campaign tracking. You tell them what to name the campaign. Don't give them the option. Then tell them where to save it. There, when Antonio started, when Antonio bought the software for the company and all of the information that needed to go into it, he specifically told me, this is what you're going to name the file. And everything dealing with the programmers, everything dealing with the software needs to go in this folder. So anytime he asked me for anything for the programmers, I go straight to that folder. Because I know that's where it goes. That's why I was told to name it. Everything dealing with that goes in there. So if I don't have it in there, I either don't have it or I did something I shouldn't have done. You want to do the same exact thing when it comes to your strategic marketing plan. This is the growth of your business. This is how you are going to maximize. This is your global domination plan. You don't leave that in the hands of somebody else. People like me, we like the big names. Oh, I'm going to name it this. Because we're excited. Yes, I'm an admin person, but I like creativity too. So I get creative with names sometimes. And that's what Antonio told me. No, ma'am. Don't do that. Put it here. Because when I ask you for it, I need to be able to get to it quickly. I was like, yes, sir. You do the exact, because I promise you, you're going to have a me on your team. You're going to have a Grace on your team that wants you to tell her where to put it, what to name it. You're going to have a Reginald on your team that's like, tell me where to put it. Okay, so this, how about you just come put it on my computer for me? So once you show me how to do it, I got you from there. You're going to have different people on your team. You're going to have somebody on your team that just does not want to think. They just want you to tell them what to do and let them do it. When you are putting together your campaign tracking, tell people, this is what we're going to name this campaign. Everything dealing with this campaign goes in this folder. Then your admin needs to reiterate that. Because in order for you to properly track your campaign, it has to be, it's just like branding. You can't have on one social media page Boo Boo Skittles, then have on the other one Rainbow Skittles, and then have on the other one Taste the Rainbow. You need to have it go across the board, the same name. Your marketing campaign strategy, the campaign names that are inside of this needs to be the exact same name throughout in order for you to track it. So if it's going to be email builder campaign in the back office, that needs to be across the board. So if you have employees in Egypt, they need to know that when it deals with the email builder campaign, that's the folder it goes into. Then the ones you have over in California, they need to know that as well. The ones you have over in Antarctica, I know nobody's down there, just work with me. The ones you have over in Antarctica, they need to know the same thing as well. Your campaigns need to be on one accord at all times because it makes it efficient for tracking. You get better results. And if you are CEOs that are data-driven like our CEO is, you don't want your numbers to be off because somebody couldn't find something because they named it wrong. Like we say around here, I'm not getting my head chopped off of you. So make sure you got your stuff right. Tired of getting my head chopped off. I'm not doing it for you. Have your stuff right. This is what the folder is supposed to be next. If I have to go over and put the folder in there myself, I will do it. But this is what you want to do. So when you're getting closer into creating your strategic marketing plan, you want to make sure that you develop a project center. Where is everything going to go? How is everything going to flow? What are going to be the day-to-day tasks? Who's going to be responsible for those? Then you want to find yourself a project management system. What system is this all going to go in? Does everybody in my team have access to this? Does everybody have access to this? Does everything that everyone needs for this to work integrate with this system? And then from there, you want to set up your campaign tracking. You want to make sure that across the board, all of your projects, your analytics, your project management, marketing automation, your marketing planning systems, you want to make sure that everything integrates, everything has the same campaign name, so you can make sure that you're efficiently tracking everything and that you get your report, the results from your reports properly. Because when it comes down to your marketing, your data is going to be number one. The whole point in your marketing is to see what the data is, to see where you need to focus on, to see who you, is this the audience for this? You know, and then when you're doing this as well, I do want you to understand there are some sites that allow you to do split marketing campaigns. So you can take your email marketing campaign, or you can go on Facebook, because Facebook has it. You have your A and your B. So you can take the same campaign, the same exact graphics and everything, and you can split it. With campaign A, you can focus on this group. With campaign B, you can focus on this group. And then from there, you can test your numbers. But if you don't have everything set up and aligned, your results are going to be off. So now we're getting to the nitty-gritty of your strategic marketing strategy, and you want to make sure that you have everything aligned. So now I'm going to open it up for Q&A, but before that, I want to ask my boss man, is there anything that you would like to add to today's training?
No, that's fantastic. Let's see if we got some questions.
All right. So the floor is open for Q&A. If you have any questions, the floor is now open. Questions, recommendations for
I was just going to say this is outstanding. We got to duplicate you. I'm sitting here going, okay, now I'm going to take this to another level, either because I know I can't steal you from Antonia, but either we're going to work out a deal here where. You're going to have to pay, and he has to train you to train somebody else who then comes to work with me full time, or I get to pay to have you do that for my company. This is brilliant. You have such good, you are so articulate about the administrative skills, and that's a certain set. I've been a manager in state office and city offices, and I have the highest regard for great administrators. You have articulate about it, you know the details, etc. As a CEO, I want you here. So we have to have this is part of that other conversation, but we have to talk about how we access that brilliance. So for the CEOs who are learning and are participating in ATS, because we need her, we the CEOs need her, and she's not available out on the marketplace. I'm gonna tell you, I've been looking.
And, I know that's right.
And so, you know, you can't just go to an executive search team and job hunter, headhunter, and find another Deanna, because I have looked. I've spent the time, I've spent the money. So I'm saying to ATS, you've got a gold mine there, but we as CEOs need to be able to have access. It takes a long time to train somebody to be at her level and to have her level of knowledge. So we have to figure out how that becomes accessible. So that's my greedy self this morning.
No, that's good. That's fantastic.
I am
good. You're just trying to get the mileage. That's what that is. I don't know.
I'm coming too. I'm coming.
You know, I mean, you know, once a month, we can fly out to Maui for a week, you know.
Susan, come save them, Susan. Come save them.
Well,
I can crunch numbers.
That's what differentiates the ATS Business University from other universities and schools out there. They're not teaching. They'll hit or miss on things, but they don't bring it all together and really apply it. It's called applied business.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree. And y'all don't know it, but I've taken some suggestions and here's some things. We have a program that I'm testing. I'm probably going to test it for all of 2020 and 2021. But the market, if the market keeps demanding it, like Pam Norris just did, it'll come out fast. And we have ATSBU Plus, to where we take CEOs like such with companies and train their employees. And for every employee, there is a discount. Every employee, there's a discount. And we have monthly trainings for that, like what Pam Norris has asked for, and then private CEO trainings as well. So we've developed that, built it out, and I'm going to get with Liddell and have him part of a pilot program, and I'm going to get with Pam Norris and have her as part of a pilot program because I want to get beat up.
This is so important. Mm-hmm. And Antonio, what you just said is so important is the training for the CEO, because what Deanna just said is it's not good enough that we have that we train our administrative assistant, but I, as the CEO, have to be able to direct them, you know, in setting up these systems, what these titles should be. So she's got to train me. So it's not Deanna training my assistant. Session. Right.
Yeah, and absolutely. And,
so that I can be the great director.
Exactly. Train you privately, let you take all the credit right in your company, and et cetera, because that's what CEOs want to do, rightfully so. Here's some of the features. Full access, monthly and annual payment options, C-level specific training, and then literally I'll copy and paste it because this is exactly what Pam Norris is talking about. It's in the chat now. Executive assistant specific training. You see that? You see that? VP director specific training. Let's see, quarterly 1 to 2 hour sessions with your staff and me. Quarterly 1 hour one-on-one sessions with the CEO and me, and some other stuff that, you know, whatever. Let's get into it. The point is, we have that program. We have. And I'm saying that for a reason, not to brag about we have a program. I want y'all, let's see if we can teach this real quick. Grace, put this in the chat. Customer said something. Did everyone receive that? Pam Norris said we need this. But I heard her 2 months ago when she said we need this. Mm-hmm. 2 months ago, I created a Zoom call with Deanna and Pam Norris, and I said, y'all talk. Remember that? I said, go ahead and tell me. And I just let them just throw it out there. And I just jotted it down, and I organized those thoughts. This is now the third time in 2 months in which Deanna has taught something that CEOs need specifically, and it rung the bell of Ice Buddy. Okay, I need you to process this. The market is my mentor. I don't have mentors, okay? The market is my mentor. The market. I respond to the market. I have something to where it's crazy what I do, but we, this company, adjusts with every new customer. That puts a lot of work on us. We do a lot of unscalable things, and that gives them a headache, let me tell you. They have a fantastic headache. Well, it's unfair that I force us to adjust to every customer. It's actually quite stupid. It really is. But I'm not going for a successful company. I'm going for the number one company in the world. Get it? And we adjust to every customer. And if we keep adjusting to our first 1,000,000 customers, right, then I think we're at like 6,000. I think we would have quite the adjustment, right? Once you get 1,000,000 different adjustments, we can finally stop adjusting so much. Does that make sense to anybody? Or is that just the way my crazy brain works? Right? Okay, good. So this, we're going to write this. You wrote it down. Customer said something. I heard it. I called a private meeting. I listened to them. I organized it. And I built the ATSBU Plus twice. I built it when they said it. I built it when Pam Norris said it and Deanna was, I built it. And then I took, I don't know, maybe a month. And I went back and looked at it with fresh eyes and a fresh brain. And I said, I don't like none of this. And I changed like 80% of it. I really did. I really did. I changed like 80% of it. And I said, okay, we need that. Well, the reason I didn't like it is because it only did what they asked. It didn't over-deliver. So you should write that down. To do what y'all ask is not enough. That's not what you pay for. You pay to get your money's worth. And what we all understand is if I bought it, it means I think it costs more than this, but I'm not stupid, so I'm going to get me a discount. It might be full price, but I better get my money's worth. When we say I better get my money's worth, we don't mean exactly our money's worth. We mean what I determine my money's worth is. Come on, help me, somebody. I need a baby boomer audience that understands what I'm talking about. When a baby boomer says, I want my money's worth, he or she doesn't mean I want my $9.99 worth. No. No toothpaste. When I squeeze you, I need to get some extra toothpaste out of it. I wish I had somebody. And then when I roll you, I need to still get some toothpaste to come out of this. You know what I'm saying? When I sit it down and slash on it, some toothpaste need to come out. I didn't want just the toothpaste. Well, you know what? I ain't get everybody. We do it a bottle of lotion. I want all my lotion. But then when it get empty, I need to see circles around my hand. Do you get what I'm saying? I need to see circles around my hand and stuff like that. So good. Yeah. So y'all get the point. So I'll come back. Let me answer this call real quick. Go ahead, Deanna, pick up.
Right. So actually, ladies and gentlemen, if it's okay with you, if you don't have any more questions or comments or anything that you would like to share in your experience in building your strategic marketing plan, that is actually it for today's marketing training.
Outstanding training. Only the best from ATS. You can't get this type of training anyplace else. Tell you that's why I get up in the morning and get very little sleep so I can be out here in Maui and be able to attend your training, because this is not available anyplace else. So I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And we are grateful for you as well for waking up at the crack of dawn. Before the roosters and the chickens are even up, Miss Pam is already up waiting. So we thank you as well. Thank you very much. All right. So if no one else has any other questions or comments or anything else, thank you. So, yes.
Antonio said, hold on.
All right. Hey, Miss Adanya. How you? Jesus o'clock. Yes. Sometimes Miss Pam. So.
Yes, Miss Grace. Yes, Miss Grace.
That's what we call it. We call it Jesus O'Clock. And the reason, okay, so for some reason, Grace, I'm about to put your business out here, but you're my friend though. For some reason, she automatically wakes up every morning. What you say, like between 3 and 4 o'clock every morning? There was a point in time I used to do that too. Like, and it like you just pop up wide awake. Like you've had all the rest in the world. You could have gone to sleep at midnight, but you up at between 3 and 4 a.m. So we call it Jesus O'Clock because it's only him. It's only him that can wake you up at that time. So yeah, Miss Pam is up. Oh yeah. Only Jesus and Antonio are up at that time. Well, Miss Pam be up at that time. So yeah, so that's what I say, Miss Pam, when I grow up, I'm gonna be just like you. I'm gonna be up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning building my empire. This morning I was up at, I got up at about like 4:30, and I was staying at my mom's house because she picked up my son. So I was like, well, I'm gonna just stay here. So I went downstairs to pick him up. He was wide awake. I'm like, why are you wide awake at 4 something in the morning? So I got back in the bed, put my laptop up. So I'm sitting here working, and he's in the bed right next to me. He's like, mommy, are you working? I'm like, yeah. He said, okay, I'm gonna sit up and watch you. Okay. So the kid and I were up this morning. So when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. Putting out fires. Because, Ms. Adanya, that's because you're a boss. You're a boss. That's why you're putting out fires. I'm so sorry. But it's okay. We got you. We got you, Ms. Adanya. So does anyone else have any questions regarding what we talked about today or just want to express how putting together your strategic marketing plan has really really helped you with looking ahead? Because again, today we talked about we're starting to narrow down with our strategic marketing plan. When we first started with, go ahead, Ms. Sam.
What it's done for me is it's made me rewrite my organizational chart. All the things we've talked about has had me rethink how we are going to be organizationally structured, what positions I need to have, and what roles those people need to play. So this has been helpful, not only from the technical side of how to set up a project management and understand drivers and things like that, but it really has forced me to say, okay, if you're going to do all this, who's going to be responsible for that? Because you, Pam, as CEO, can't do it all. You need to be thinking about new, have the time to be in prayer, thinking about new products, lines to come out. I've got to be in the meet and greet with other CEOs and Antonio. So who's taking care of all of that stuff that you've been teaching me? And so that has organizational chart implications. And that's what I've been doing on this end is we've been redesigning and reallocating roles and responsibilities and identifying new positions that we need to have to be able to take care of everything. So that's just as an aside, that's sort of one of the things that it triggered for us here at Ice Buddy.
All right, Miss Pam, I'm happy for you. Because before I met Antonio and started working with Antonio, before he started coaching me, I was that if it ain't done, if I don't do it, it's not gonna get done right type of CEO. That was me because I felt like this is my baby. You're not going to do it how I want it done. So therefore, I'm just going to do it myself. And then I see you, boss man. I said in the beginning. And then as as Antonio was coaching me and training me, I realized that that mindset was me with barriers within myself. I had and am working through my control issues, because in business you do still I still have control issues. There are some things that I'm like, no, that's mine. I don't want. I got this. No, that I got this. That's my. I'm gonna do it. I got it. This is mine. But at the same time, Antonio is the reason Grace is my business partner. Because after the coaching and the training that he put me through, I was driving in my car one day and it just hit me. Grace is your business partner. I'm like, wait, I didn't ask for one. And this there was one of those conversations in your head that you have. And I told Grace, I think I called Antonio first. He was like, hey, Grace is my business partner. He's like, okay, great. I said, well, I haven't had the conversation with her yet. He was like, I think he's like, oh, okay, we might want to have that conversation. And I sat on it for a few days because I wanted to make sure that I was hearing whatever this voice in my head was telling me correctly. And I told Grace, and she was like, okay, just tell me what I need to do. And I'm like, oh, that was easy. But what I realized is, like you said, Ms. Pam, CEOs, we can't do everything. We can't do it all ourselves. Grace is literally the complete opposite of me, but she balances me out. I have this elaborate idea, and I'm like, okay, well, Grace, can you do this? She's like, okay, I got you. I'll say, hey, Grace, this is what I was thinking about doing. She's like, okay, D, just tell me what you need me to do. But if I would not have had Grace, I would have been trying to put the marketing plan together myself, figure out how I'm going to do it all myself, how to be in 1,500 different places at once, how to do this, how to do that, how to this, how to do that. With a strategic marketing plan and a team in place and knowing who's going to be responsible for what, doing your corporate structure, like you were saying, Ms. Pam, being in your strategic marketing plan, it does force you to do that because you have to say, okay, so who's going to be responsible for this?
As CEOs, we have to be willing to evolve. You know, and we must evolve. We must be better than we were in the beginning. I am a better CEO now than I was 14 years ago. I know more. I try and stay open and teachable and coachable. And that's, if you're not willing to evolve, then your corporation cannot evolve because we're reflected in what we're doing. So you've evolved. We all are here to evolve with all this great knowledge that we're sharing with each other.
All right. So thank you, Ms. Pam, again. Thank you so very much, because every time you speak, you enlighten, and it's great. Thank you so much. So I believe our CEO, the man with the plan, the one and only, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr., has some words for us today. Yes, sir. I'm
just
ready.
Few.
The floor is all yours.
Just few. We will let the students off early since the class is dynamic. But I just wanted to finish the thing about, I heard Pam Norris, and I wanted to teach the CEOs. Grace, put that back up. If you just joined us late, Pam asks, well, tell us what you asked for, Pam, because Deanna slaughtered the class in a good way. You know, as young folks say bad words that mean good things. Like, that was, you know, that was hot, which means it was cold. You know, that's cold, which means it's hot. You know, we're so weird. But tell us what you asked.
Yeah, Deanna did an outstanding job and was telling us about things that our executive administrative person needs to make sure happens within our companies, but what we as CEOs need to know as well in order to direct that function and to make sure there's continuity across. And so my request was that because Deanna is just so outstanding in her ability to teach this, and we need to duplicate her in some way or have access. We have to do one of them, duplicate her or have access. So we need her to train my people and or have access to her to set everything up. So that was my request. Figure out how I can tap into what ATS has. Thank you.
Right, since we can't steal her. What's the implied?
Yes, because no, I said it point blank. I said, because I knew where you were thinking, Antonio. Don't you get any bright idea, Pam Norris, that you're going to steal my girl away from her. They're not going to have it. So I said, and I know I can't take her from you. So I just need to know how to access her or have her clone herself in somebody
I do understand. And that's not the first time Pam Norris said something similar to that. Because as she is an active CEO hiring people, she understands that since unemployment is so low, you can't find good people. I'm not sure if y'all know that's how that works, but that is exactly how that works. Unemployment being low is actually a bad thing. I'm not sure if y'all know that. Unemployment being historically low is a bad thing. That's not a good thing. From an economical perspective, no. You want unemployment, I think it's hovering somewhere around 4%, maybe 3 right now. You need unemployed people, okay? Because there's a lot of entitlement right now. Don't use an HR. I bet if she tries to hire somebody good right now, she can't find them. Because that's all the good people to hire. All the good people, so they're hired. And what you have left is the people who didn't get a job, right? And they're entitled. You need that competition. If everyone's employed, you have no competition. And it doesn't create this hunger, right? But anyway, that's a CEO perspective. So you want people employed, but you want to balance the way you can get some good fish out the pond. Nevertheless, I heard Pam Norris say that 2 months ago, and then she said something similar. And the point I said was we adjust with every customer. I had a private meeting with Deanna and Pam Norris, and I just let them talk. And I built a whole new program called ATSBU Plus. I put myself out of business before someone else could. You should write that down. Grace was there too. Grace was there too. I put myself out of business. Antonio put Antonio out of business before Antonio could. You're not fit to come take the Pams and PJs from me. That ain't happening. Do you understand? Nah. That's what y'all say around here. You ain't taking my folk. I worked hard to have a good relationship with the PJs, the Pamela Joys. Nothing take them from me. You understand? So I take them from me myself. And I built this whole program at ATSBU Plus just to recap so people can, I think we put some benefits out there. But I'll redo it just real quick. Let's see, plus. And what is in there? Just some of the features. First off, every employee gets a discount. They pay one full-time monthly fee, and then every employee after that is a discount. Some of the features are full access. There is no half access. Automatic full access. Monthly annual payment options, if they want that. So the monthly C-level specific training, executive assistant specific training. That's what happened today. My genius executive assistant wowed us with stuff. I couldn't even add value, y'all, if y'all just got here, because I ain't know what the hell y'all are talking about, because that ain't in my gifts. You understand? I said something like twice. That's it. That ain't in my gifts. And then I even admitted she taught me something that when I speak, I need to speak in the language of the tools that she has. So I can stop saying, why you forgot that? Well, Antonio, I forgot it because you say so much and it don't really fit the tools I got going on. But, anyway, she don't say that, but that's what I would say. Anywho, some other good stuff like that. Quarterly, every quarter, we sit down for an hour or two with Pam Norris's staff and myself, sit down for an hour or two with just Pam Norris and other things like that. So I built a whole new business university. Just for people with 14 employees, 6 employees, et cetera. Off the strength of 2 months ago, one of my people saying something. We adjust every customer. So I was just giving an order of how I done it. Just to conclude, let me read this here. Hey, now, I read that in PJ's voice. She added a hair drive, tightened up her grooming. That's it. But I want you to understand that I didn't wait until there was a need for this product. I did it with customer feedback. Did I build what I wanted, or did I build what Pam Norris and them wanted? Do you get it? So now I'm not building what I'm passionate about. I'm building what you're passionate about. How much easier is it to make money that way? You get it? And this was the most important part. And then the class would be, I'll pass it back to you, Diana, and the class would be, oh, the most important part is, I'm telling you, I didn't say, all right, boom, program out there. I'm young and smart. Here's a new program. For one, while there's a market for it, it ain't perfect. Get it? So I am not about to get out here and be looking stupid. Amen. I wish I had some folk that don't like looking stupid. All right. You understand. Okay. I'm talking about that. I know I got to be talking to a baby boomer. Y'all come from the era of don't make me look stupid when we get out this car. Okay. Okay. I know what my grandmother used to tell me. Now, I'm going to use Liddell and sign TJ say, no, that's right. I'm going to use Liddell and sign Liddell up with ATSB. So while the network is launching, I already told Liddell he's under ATSBU Plus, all his companies. And I told Pam Norris, she is under ATSBU Plus. I don't plan on launching this to 2022, excuse me. I want to use them. And while y'all doing y'all stuff, I'm getting beat up with them, with these two. All right, I messed up here. All right, we're going to fix that. Fix that there. All right, we're going to fix that. That didn't work. Okay. Zoom calls for this one-on-one training don't really work. Maybe we got to fly out. I don't know. I don't know. You understand? I don't know. Well, you know what? I probably shouldn't have said that bit of information in front of Pam's employees. That's something she should have took credit for, right? You know, what's the balance between making Pam look amazing in front of her employees and customers at all times? What should I say in front of them? What should I not, you know, in front of the dynamic? I got to make her be CEO, take good credit, blah, blah, blah. I need to get smacked in the face a bunch. And I am willing to delay my brilliance. This is where CEOs, and I'm ending, Deanna, this is why I wanted. That's why I told you, hold up, because this is what we do. We so smart, we wanted to get out there now because we want people to see how smart we are. And that would be a detriment. I need to have a well-balanced product ready to do high-quality customer service. I don't need to show people I'm smart. I need to show people I care about your business. Do you understand? But if you sign up 200 employees, you better get 200 employees' money worth. I wish I had somebody. And in my head, if I'm paying you for 200 employees every month, I want 2,000 employees every month worth. Pam, does that sound about right? As a matter of fact, I'm paying you 200 employees every month. Why is we always on this Zoom? Tell my monthly fee pay for a plane ticket. If you don't get out here, write something. This is just how I think. Do you understand? This is how I think. But I think that's in line with thinking. If I'm paying you $2,000 a month, you better come on out here. Or I take my business somewhere else. You understand? So just adjust to your customers every month and be patient enough to do some beta testing. Okay? Test it behind. Y'all wouldn't even know about this if it didn't come up. Test behind the scene. Okay? Test behind the scene. Have some patience in which you're willing to make your customer look good and not just throw something out there because you want to look good. Or what's worse, have your head in your pocket because you need money. You understand? Have your head in your pocket because you need money. And now I throw it out there because I need money. But now chargebacks, people asking for refunds, put me out of business because my head was in my pocket. But anyway, that's what I wanted to teach there. And since it came up, I'm done classes dismissing early. Deanna.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for today's marketing training with the ATS JR Companies and the ATS Business University. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow for business training with the one, the only, CEO Antonio T. Smith Jr. Everyone have an amazing day today. Love you too, Phil. Bye,
love you more. All right,
great
everybody.
Class.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.